Okay. Mechatech. Mechatech is a fascinating malacha because it's very hard to define. And the truth is, from the Gemara, you don't get a clear-cut Hagdara. So let's just take a look at the places where it appears in the Gemara and see what we come up with in terms of the Hagdara. So the Gemara in Ein Dalem Beis, Amar of Menashe, Haiman de Sala Silsa. So you take wood and break it up into small pieces for kindle, for fire. Chayim Shem Tochein, Amar Vashi, Ikapir Amishchasa. So if you care about the size, so then Chayim Shem Mechatech. So first thing we see is that the same activity wants your Kapir Amishchasa, so that is going to be Mechatech. Okay, same page, next Gemara, Mabaye. Haiman de Avid Chilsas. You're making a basket, so you're 5'11 chatos, and one of them is mechatech. Why? Because you are cutting the kanim b'mida. So again, same idea. Rashi emphasizes the same thing. B'mida, since you're cutting the kanim b'mida, it is mechatech. Okay? And likewise, perhaps, you might see this also, be less clear, reflected in the Gemara Beit Alamed Beis and Aleph. The Gemara over there said that, if you remember, we talked about this by Korea, if you cut up a piece of paper into pieces for fish roasting or something like that, so we say in the end of the day, it's asur midrabanan because of tikkun mana. So we talked about extensively, why isn't it asur als mechatech, als Korea, and we had the different shatim, that was the source of the Alter Rebbe's theory, they don't have Korea for paper. We know that the Bir Halacha really didn't like that pshat. So he had this chiddush that maybe it's going to be, it's not a tikkun mishneit stadim, right? Which is, you just quoted before by the toilet paper. So maybe that's okay, which is still a very interesting idea because mechatesi, that this isn't a tikkun mishneit stadim if you're going to use it again afterwards. You just, in other words, unless he thinks you're just discarding the rest. But the point. No. By the paper, by the fish.
By the fish paper.
So
a whole roll of parchment paper.
So if I'm going to rip off this piece that I use.
Yeah.
So why isn't it tikkun mishneit stadim? Unless he's assuming because you're going to discard the rest.
Why? Sorry, my father.
If you discard the rest, so then there's no tikkun on the second side.
Yeah, don't discard the rest.
So it is. Next time I use it. It's ripped in the place that I want it to be.
It was already ripped in the place. Meaning,
I start off with a big piece of paper.
Okay.
Too big. So now, there's one piece, two pieces, three pieces. Okay, I'm going to use this for my fish, and then this I'll save for the next time. I'm going to use the fish. I'm going to make more fish.
So you're
it's a tikkun on this side, and it's a tikkun on this side for the next time that I use it.
It's not really helpful, then.
Why is it? Well, I mean, I'm going to use when I do this. I'm using this rip for this piece next time. My
new question. Meaning, you're not in a better place now that you did the first rip to make the second rip.
But I'm using this rip. I have done a tikkun. In other words, I'm not in a better. I discard. I'm no longer the original rip is gone because I used that for this time. I'm making fish, and now I have a rip on this side and this side. On this piece. So this rip is going to be used for the next time I make fish.
I understand what I'm saying, but then you basically get rid of any time, meaning you're basically getting rid of the Mishnah Berurah's understanding.
That's my question. That's a hara on the Mishnah Berurah,
uh-huh.
Which is why is this not considered tikkun mishneit stadim? Right.
But see what I'm saying? Like the Rosh Hashanah is the whole deal of the toilet paper is high with the eraser.
Rabban
for Korea, his stab assumption is that he would have thought it was Durabban because me cutting off a piece of toilet paper doesn't help with the next piece of toilet paper. It just happens to.
Right. Mishra Brewer assumes it's Duraisa.
Which is strange because this is the Mishra is the Balashita of this.
And Tikkun Mishneh Stadim, right?
So what the Shulah I thought was the Mishra Brewer might be talking about a case where you have one piece of where, like, it's.
You just have one piece of toilet paper. Right. They're going to come make into two pieces.
Right.
I'm also almost like, if you took two pieces of toilet paper that were connected by one perforation, sorry, then okay. Sure.
Right, you don't ask Mr. Brewer, because it seems like a steering, Mr. Brewer.
So that's a good question. I mean, I had the same aura. And my answer was that you're going to use the rest of the toilet paper later. Uh-huh. And that's tikkun rishnei tzadim. And that maybe over here, you're discarding the rest. Uh-huh. Okay. You're taking like newspaper and you're ripping off pieces, and then the rest is junk. But assuming that you are going to use it later, that's exactly why I was trying to resolve the same question. It's a stira in the Mishnah Brura between toilet paper and the fish paper. So I thought maybe he's assuming that way, but I thought it was a bit of a new kimptum to make that assumption. So you're giving a different answer. You're saying that to be tikkun mishnei tzadim, you need it to be immediately misukun for shnei tzadim, right? But that's I thought was very strange. Why does it matter that it needs to be?
I'm not sure that it was immediate. It's that the second side, meaning there's something positive that happened in both sides of your end.
And that's true in toilet paper.
Well, what has it happened in the roll? On the roll,
it's going to be ready.
But it was already ready.
It was a different part was ready, but that part's gone.
Well, why is that? Okay, fine. So I mean, this is a disconnect. I understand what I'm saying. I would have thought the star of truth would have been that if I'm in no better place to rip it off than I would have before. That's not called a secret. That's what I would have thought.
Perhaps I can suggest that with a fish, you don't really care about the shape so much, and the next time.
But that's why it's not machatech. But we're talking about Korea now. We got the.
Sorry, I mistook.
No, that's fine. This was tangential. I was just bringing up the shaila that why it's not. We have two shailas over there. Why is it not Korea? Why is it not machatech? So why it's not machatech is probably exactly what you said, because you don't care about the shape. Why isn't it Korea? So that's what we did. We discussed when we did Korea. And the Mishnah Brura's answer is because it's not tikkun mishnei tzadim, which is a tremendous chiddush. But the question then is, why does the Mishnah Brura also say that you're chayav for toilet paper? And it's, in that case also, it's the same type of thing. So we were having two ways of looking at it. I was looking at it as because in the case of the fish, it's discarded. And the chevra over here was looking at it as saying, no, the pshat is that in that case, if I'm not going to use the rest now, that's not considered a tikkun mitzad hasheni. It'll be a tikkun later on. No, but that was already misukun. There's no net benefit. So all I need is a tikkun mitzad echa, not a tikkun mishnei tzadim. Okay, I think about that more. Anyway, that's not our malacha, but it's an important question, and certainly is a shaila, important shaila as we've discussed in terms of toilet paper, knowing whether we're dealing with the deraisa shaila, derabanan shaila. Okay, so anyway, the point though I was actually bringing up is that's just another sugya that might support this idea that to be in violation of machatech, you needed to be very careful. Another place in the Gemara where we find machatech, same Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis, Tolesh notes a gedola miknaf ha'of. So the Gemara over there has the whole process of dealing with feathers. So one of the steps is that your kote mes rosh ha'notza. So according to Rashi, what does that mean? I think the end of the feather is more fluffy. You cut that off to put in a pillow. That's going to be chayv mishamachatech. And Rashi writes, the kapit lachtov ad makom shehu ra'ui. That's a very significant addition, because as opposed to all the other cases of machatech that we've seen, where you could have said that machatech means you are cutting bekavana to a specific size, right? You want this to be 2x2. Over here, you don't really care what size it is. You're just cutting at a particular place, right? The lashon used earlier today during Seder was precision cutting. Okay, I just want to cut dafka at this spot where it's nice and soft or something like that. And we see that too is going to be machatech. And the Orchos Shabbos makes that diuk as well. So Another possible proof for that idea, though, less clear, is Yerushalmi, Nun Aleph Mud Aleph, by Chotech Nimin, Be'yachai Misha Machatech. There we have strings protruding from the cloth. In that case, you don't care about the size. You just care about that they be cut at a certain place. It says over there, Kad Mekata Benima Misha Machateches. Carbonatus says that these are these protruding strings. So that could be another place where you see it. Maybe it's not Machach over there, because maybe you do want the one sticking out to be a specific one, but that might be another place where you see it.
I was wondering about this with Regabe Ochig. So if you use scissors, that could cut in between letters.
Oh, good. So let's talk about that. So do we think, so let's say I don't want to break through letters. So I use the scissors to open up a package and I go. So is that going to be Aser Mishum Mechatech? So I would think over there. So what do you think?
Well, I thought that maybe based on this edition of Rashi and Shabbos, that it should be a problem. Mm-hmm. It's the only place where you can't cut a lot.
So. So I have a tzad to be mako for the following. I think there's a couple of tzadim to be mako, but one of them is the following. So let's talk about that now. Let's go back to another case by Korea and find out why it's not mechatech. Korea based at. So let's assume we're dealing with Korea for the Rambam. That doesn't actually matter. Why isn't Korea based at Safar a violation of mechatech as well? So until I got to this chiddush, so I would have said, you know, because it's not a specific size. But here, I definitely want it in a specific spot, right? I want to cut the base itself right down the middle. I don't want my collar to be over here. I want it to dafka be over here. So why isn't that us? Or because of mechatech. So again, if you need a midah mesuyamis, maybe it's not a midah mesuyamis, but once you're going to say that anytime you cut in a specific place, it's mechatech, that should be aser. So maybe the answer is like this. And we'll see if there's enough evidence for this idea. But maybe mechatech means cutting out. It doesn't just mean cutting in a specific place. It's not true that every time you cut in a specific place, you're chayav. It's only when you cut something out. So korea beis hatzavar is not going to be mechatech because you're not cutting out anything. It's not like the feather. The feather, I'm cutting off a piece of feather, right? It's not cutting off the long strings from the towel. I'm cutting off those long strings. But here, I'm not. Now, the Rambam has the following lashon: Yud Aleph Zayin. V'chein kol chaticha shiyachdoch cheresh etzem min eitz min ha'etzem o cheresh matechas min ha'matchos chay mishum mechatech. In other words, you're cutting off a piece from another piece. You have two pieces. Every case of mechatech is always like that. Not where you cut, but you don't cut one piece from another piece. Again, I don't know if that's a machrach diyuk, but it does sound that way a little bit from the Rambam. Any other evidence for this theory? So the Yerushalmi, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Yerushalmi over there is trying to figure out the difference between korea and mechatech. Why should they be different? So among other things, we'll actually read this Yerushalmi carefully, but among other things it says that chituch be'oros min hatzad and kriyas be'begadim ba'emtza. So we'll talk about or versus baget in a minute, but let's talk about the distinction of min hatzad versus ba'emtza. So korea is in the middle of the garment. Mechatech is at the edge, let's say, of hides, right? What does it mean korea is in the middle of the garment? So let's give the example in the Mishkan, right? So yiriyash nefel adarna. So there's a hole, a worm makes a hole in my fabric. So I cut a little bit above it, cut a little bit below it, and then I sew them back together. So that's korea, that's chaya. Then over there, it's precision cutting, if that's your standard, but it's ba'emtza, it's not min hatzad. You're not cutting anything off, you're just cutting through the thing. Just like we said, why posiach beis hatzavar is not going to be chay mishum mechatech, even though it's precision cutting, but I'm not cutting anything out, I'm just cutting through. So maybe mechatech means cutting out in a precise way. Or to a specific size. It doesn't just mean cutting in a specific way. And that's what it means. So minatzad, mechatech is minatzad, because what's the whole idea? You have this big piece of leather, and then you cut off a ritzu or something like that. So that's minatzad. That's from the edge. does it, minatzad, does it? If you cut off a whole piece, but you start in the middle, that's still going to be mechatech. The point is, are you cutting something off or are you cutting through? Maybe that's what the Yishalmi means. And again, that's the examples of the Rambam fit that model. The Karban Eda says over there, also the Pnei Moshe, the chiluk is that Begadim, so maybe from there, it's, I don't know if they're saying like I'm saying. They say that Begadim is the derech lekro be'emtza, mashen kein oreus, the derech is lachtoch menatzad. So I'm not sure if that's what.
I thought that they were saying on the ground medium that they were just locked out to bed and or.
Aha, that was a shot.
That's nothing to do with it. I don't know where that was. Just maybe that's how it's usually done.
I thought there was an earlier deal on hospital. I don't know that.
It sounded that way? I wasn't sure if that's what the Karmane does. Right, yeah.
I mean, that's just like the stem, but I thought that meant like that's how it's usually done, but...
Well, you could say that means it's not at all fundamental. In other words, the difference is, the way I think that sounds to me like, is they're saying the difference is because really the difference is Beged versus Or. The Yushalmi is not, the Yushalmi seems to be saying two things, two chilukim,
right.
Or versus Beged and Tzad versus Emtza. And what the Karban Eda you just read is saying something else, saying really there's one difference, Beged versus Or. Why does Yushalmi say Tzad versus Emtza? That's Or Chodemilsa.
Okay,
as opposed to the way I wanted to read the Yerushalmi, whereby it's we'll get to the Or versus Beged in a moment, but Emtza versus Tzad is actually a fundamental difference.
The Pnei Moshe in my notes, I thought the Pnei Moshe was saying like great amount of
Yerushalmi. So I once heard a talk by Rabbi Bechafer about learning Yerushalmi. Why he likes learning Yerushalmi so much. So he said, because when you learn Yerushalmi, you could be a Rishon, because there are no Rishonim. So you say whatever you want. And when you learn Bavli, you're somewhat restricted, because already Rishonim usually explain the Gemara. So here we could all give our own Pshatim in the Yerushalmi, because it's not even clear what the Karban Eda means.
So he does the Pnei Moshe as two words that could help us. It says,
okay.
So I mean, it sounds like to me that the ikker here is that you're cutting off the extra.
Okay, could be. Maybe. So that might be, this chiluk might be what the Yerushalmi is saying. Another place where you might see this chiluk is in that piece from Rabbeinu Prachya that I sent you. Also pretty vague piece. First of all, I found out that Rabbeinu Prachya is the brother-in-law of Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. So he's quoting the Rebbe Gash, the Rambam is in a family. The Rambam only had one child, his son, Rabbi Avram. So he must be like the brother of his wife or his, something like that. But anyway.
We looked it up. They're
married sisters. Rabbeinu Prachya and
Rabbeinu. It was Rabbeinu Hananel ben Shmuel. I
don't
know
who that is,
but
it's somebody's name. Okay. Geschmack. So anyway. So over here, he's trying to figure out why Misases is not Chayav Mishum. Is not Chayav Mishum Chatech, which is Tosas is Shiloh over there as well on Ein Hand and Base. The Gemara over there says that if you're Megar Baroshe Klunsos, so you're Chayav Mishum Chatech, but when you're Misases, you're not. So when you're Misases Bevin, so what's the difference? Why aren't they both Chayav Mishum Chatech, let's say? So Rabbeinu Prachya says this idea should, that when you're cutting off the stone, when you're so shatia nachona lasos ale avanim achas binyan. So why isn't that? You see, by the way, he doesn't seem to be learning exactly like Tosfos. So he says mechatech is is when you're not doing the malacha on the thing that you need, but removing things, i.e. doing the malacha on things that you don't need. So what does that mean? Sounds like he's saying, misases, let's say you're working with this big stone, you're smoothing it. So if you're not really cutting anything off, like you're, you know, the dust, I guess, is inconsequential that comes off. So that's not a shayla mechatech. But if you cut off a big piece, he says, like if you have horns sticking out of the stone, so then it would be a mechatech. That would be equivalent to being megari roshei klunsos, where you're removing pieces. Right? Again, the question is, are you acting upon the thing that's being removed, like the piece of leather or the horn attached to this that's part of the stone? So then you're chay mishum mechatech. So I think what he might be saying is this chiluk that we are saying, that are you cutting, mechatech is about cutting something off or cutting out or something like that. And therefore, misases, where you're, you know, where you're just smoothing it, so it's the right size, or polishing it or something like that, that is not a shayla of mechatech. Again, not entirely clear what he means, but it could be that Rabbeinu Prachi is saying that chiluk. His lashon is delo mechay mishum mechatech, aleichet delo ka'avid melacha beguf oso davar she'tzarech lo, kegon mechatech be'or. Delo ka'avid melacha beguf ha'or she'tzarech lo, elakotzeit b'menu chatichos. It's like, I don't know why he assumes you're doing melacha on the thing that you're moving and not both. It's an interesting way of looking at it. But he sees that you're doing the malacha on the thing that's being discarded, then it's chay mishum mechatech as opposed to misase. So it could be that he is saying this chiluk as well. And that would explain, obviously, why pozeach beis atzavar is not chay mishum mechatech, because it's being done beguf habeged, right? Anytime being done beguf habeged. So if that's true, going back to Yeshua's question, well, cutting open the bag of chips in a very particular way to avoid cutting letters be mechatech? The answer is no. If this chiluk is right, Now, we should point out that is it really true that we accept this Yerushalmi? So the answer is it's not so pashut. First, before we get there, what's the shir from mechatech? So the Rambam Yud Aleph Zayin writes, the shir is lasos kameya. The Rambam is l'shitasos. We've seen already in other melachos that where he tries to connect things to the ma'areches haksiva, if we want to call it that, the process of kosev. So both in terms of the order and the shir and the like, right? Even though that's not the reason why they did that in the Mishkan, presumably. Right, we saw that by Masartate. Remember, Rashi said Anayin Hamabase Masartate was when they would make smooth lines on the leather so they knew where to cut it off. The Rambam says, no, it's talking about Masartate for Ksiva. And we saw that for Mafshit. The shear of Mafshit, Rambam says, was Lasos Kameh as well. Right. So here too, he's putting this together with the Ksiva Dika Malachos and saying the shear is Kosev. Okay. Now, we talked about why that might be in the Rambam, but one way or the other. So it doesn't have to be that way, right? So let's say by klunsos shel eitz. So, your chayev from mechatech, this year presumably wouldn't be kedei lasos kameya. Anyway, so the big shaila is that we already saw raised in Yerushalmi is why is it that every case of mechatech isn't also koreya? So sometimes it's obvious, like it's not something subject to Korea, like the Klunso Shalates, fine. But what about other cases, like leather? Why isn't it Korea by leather? So if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, which we just talked about before, that there's no Korea by leather because it's one unit, so then it's like paper, same theory. So then it makes a lot of sense, right? The Alter Rebbe tried to explain that why there's no Korea issue by ripping off the leather that's covering the barrel. So the Alter Rebbe would have no problem. The reason why in Mechatech, in the Mishkan, where they cut the leather hides into the precise sizes, would not be Korea because there's no Korea by leather. But as we remember, the Mishnah Brura really very strongly opposed that approach, right? He didn't even mention the Alter Rebbe by name, Chacham Echad. So that being the case, we have to go back and ask the question, why? So it could be the answer is in the Chanami Takir Chayv Shtayim. In other words, not every time you did mechatech. Sometimes mechatech is on things that aren't shaykh to koreya, but let's say the case of the Mishkan, where they were koreya, the leather, would talk of bichayev for both. But Yushalmi, as we mentioned before, clearly does not want that. The Yushalmi is looking for some type of technical difference between mechatech and koreya, such that there will be no overlap between these melachos. And it sort of points to two chilukim. So first it says, Kriya b'vigadim l'chitach ba'oros. So you have Korea by b'gadim, l'chitach ba'oros. So why is that significant? That's the first question, right? Again, the Alter Rebbe, it's very pashat. But assuming we reject the Alter Rebbe, so then what's the significance of this? So I saw in the, so nobody explains, right? That I saw in a classical Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, at least the Yerushalmi I saw. So I looked at Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the Yerushalmi. He says, well, maybe tearing is, the difference is actually whether you use a hand or a kli. Koreya implies by hand, and you could do that on cloth. And mechatech implies using a kli. And you can't really tear leather because it's very hard and stiff and the like. So therefore, that's really the difference. In other words, the difference lies not in the material as much as in the way that it's cut. Now, this would also explain, I suppose, why it's mutter to be koreya or shalgabi achavis. Why it's not a problem with koreya, right? Remember, the alacha and the like, we're trying to figure out why isn't that koreya problem? Or shall gabi chavis. We had different answers. Is that because the kli is batel to the contents and or the like, different interpretations. But if you actually accept this, that might be the answer. Anyway, so that's what the first thing it says. But then the Yerushalmi adds this additional point. Kriya b'begadim be'emza, chitach ba'oros min atzad. So what does that mean? Are we talking about two different distinctions? Where are we sort of integrating these two points? How does that relate? We already explained why the significance of Minatzad versus Be'emtza, but to put it differently, which of these two distinctions is the Iker? So before we answer that, then Yerushalmi continues. The is the Mechalfin, Kriya Be'oros v'chitoch be'begadim. Kriya Be'oros be'ilin rechichaya, chitoch be'begadim be'ilin levidaya. So some say fakert, that Korea applies to leather, to hides, and mechatech to garments. How so? Korea is soft hides, and mechatech is hard hides, or not hides, of leaven, so felt. So the Pnei Moshe at least learns this, is that this isn't a machlokas, it's just clarifying basically the previous distinction, meaning to say that the difference is hard versus soft, and you could have fabrics that are very hard and therefore shaykh to mechatech, like levidaya, or you could actually have hides that are soft, like ilin rechichaya. And the difference basically is, we're saying one difference, which is soft versus hard. Fine. So that's what comes down to. So either way, the point of this Yerushalmi is basically to emphasize that there's no overlap between these two melachos. Now, the question is, does the Bavli agree to these ideas? So certainly they don't appear in the Bavli. And for that matter, they don't appear in the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch or any of the Poskim. Right? Does anyone quote this Yerushalmi Lalacha that you saw? I don't remember. So why not? So the answer might be because the Bavli doesn't accept this. And the reason is because, like we started in all those Makaros we saw at the beginning, or two or three places in the Bavli, where the Bavli seems to give a different definition of why Mechatech and Koreya are different. The answer is, are you Mechaving Lamida? Or are you Mechatech in a particular place or the like? That's how the Bavli answered this question. Perhaps, right, if the Yerushalmi does not seem to accept that. Otherwise, when Yerushalmi asks the Shaila, what's the difference between Koreya and Mechatech? It should have answered. One is Mida Machbed Al Mida, Mida Misuyemes, or all those things. So for some reason, the Yerushalmi doesn't see that as the definition of the difference. The difference is ripping versus cutting, something along those lines. That's the way Yerushalmi saw the difference. Nothing to do with Midah Misuyanus. So now the Yerushalmi had to come up with a difference because they're basically the same halacha. And the answer is no. Is it hard material? Is it soft material? Or maybe also middle or the side. Whereas the Bavli does not accept that chiluk. It is a different chiluk, in which case maybe the evidence we brought from the Yerushalmi before will not be as powerful as we initially suggested, because we don't accept that Yerushalmi. Maybe another place where you see the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli, though this isn't as mochrach in terms of more klaliistic, but there's a discussion as to what is the halacha, the malacha violated when you cut the feather. So as we mentioned before, the Bavli says that the malacha is mechatech. The Yerushalmi says, seems to quote the same memra, I think it was Rav Yochanan, but it says, you know what the malacha is? It's magbepatish. So why are they arguing? So maybe this shows that they have a different definition of mechatech. Maybe the pshat is that this isn't mechatech for the Yerushalmi because it's soft. I don't know. The Bavli, it is mechatech because we don't care about soft or hard. Really, what the ikar criteria for the Bavli is doing it in a particular place, and therefore it is mechatech. So you could see that this is another, you know, an additional evidence that the Bavli and Yerushalmi have different readings. You could be docha the raya, because this is actually sort of a machlokas between the Karban Eidos and the Shiare Karban. The Karban Eidos reads the Yerushalmi as talking about the same case as the Bavli, namely cutting off the edge, the end of the feather to make a pillow. So then there's certainly a machlokas. The Shiare Karban says, no, we're talking about a different cut. We're talking about cutting off the edge, other edge of the feather to make a quill. So that's why it's makubapatish and the like. So theoretically, if you learn like the Shiare Karban, it doesn't have to be machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi at this point. If you learn like the Karban Eidos, it is a machlokas, which might be further evidence to the fact that we totally don't accept the approach of the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli has a totally different approach. Fine. One way or the other, we certainly accept the idea that we saw in the Rishonim in the Pashas of Bavli, that we do care about Midah Misuyames, and that's going to be the a important point. Yes, it is. But so that's what I'm saying. Conceivably, you could still, that's why maybe if this is the correct reading for Rabbeinu, first of all, you could say that the chiluk is still true. I mean, it does fit with all the examples in the Bavli. And if you think that's what Rabbeinu Prachya is saying, Rabbeinu Prachya didn't quote the Yerushalmi. So then that would be evidence that that we could accept. So the raya from the Yerushalmi, maybe not such a good raya, maybe Rabbeinu Prachya, but again, it's not so clear what it's saying. And you could just, so correct. So I don't know how mochrach it is. Now the Rambam has an additional point, which is very, very important. In addition to the Rambam writes, again, Yud Aleph Zayin, ha-mechatech min ha-or kedei lasos kamechayev, v'hu, she's kaving l'midas arko, umidas rachbo, v'yachtoch bekavana, she'im elacha. Aval mechatech, derachefzeit, obelo kavan l'midaso, al musasek, o kamisachek, areze pater. So Patra is actually going to be very significant. We'll get back to that in a moment. But Rambam has this lashon. First he says, v'hushis kaven l'midas arko midas rachbo. And then he adds, v'yachtoch b'kavana. So what is meant by that additional phrase, v'yachtoch b'kavana? As obviously, afamis kaven l'midas arko l'midas rachbo. So the Minchas Chinuch makes the following diuk in this Rambam. He says, oh, it's not enough that you just happen to be mechavin l'midas arko l'midas rachbo, but you have to be chotech bekavana. You have to have kavana. And he says the nafkamina is that there's no such thing as psik resha for mechatech. That klal, this is lashon Minchas Chinuch, the melacha zu eina rak b'miskavin l'mida uvelo kavana lo av melacha klal. The lo shayach psik resha. Ki hamelacha ein hamelacha rak b'miskaven l'melacha. So if I just happen to be cutting something and I'm not mechaven for a particular size, even if it comes out with a size, particular size, then that's not going to be nechatech. And I saw the Aruch Shabbos, other Achronim accept this minchas nechalacha. So this is going to be very relevant for the theory of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach that we've already alluded to before about questions like the soda can, the toilet paper, and the like. My goal is to open a package, in your example, Yoshua. But let's leave that aside. We'll leave out your example. Generally speaking, my goal, the toilet paper, is to get to drink my soda, to get a piece of toilet paper and the like. And really, let's say the toilet paper especially, you know, my goal is to get, you know, to get it in the most easy way I could get it. It happens to be that the easiest way to get it is by ripping along the dotted line. The easiest way to drink my soda is by opening the can at, you know, in the perforated, the partially cut hole. It happens to be that, yes, that shape was made with a lot of kavana. They had design engineers figuring out like the perfect size. They like even changed it a couple of years ago. It used to be much smaller. I guess people drink more quickly nowadays. They're still small, right? Israel, it's like gasa stick to these things. Israelis don't like, they have a more sense of refinement. I remember in yeshiva, Israelis were really troubled by like American big bottles like of shampoo. Like people would come to Israel with like Costco size shampoos. And it was like miyazdik for them. Like, how could you have such a big bottle of shampoo? And Americans couldn't understand what they were talking about. What's wrong with a big bottle of shampoo? But anyway, so it's the same thing. They can't, the big holes to drink from it. Anyway, so the point is that the same thing with the toilet paper, okay? Could be, you know, exact size of toilet paper. There was a lot of chachma, not too big, not too small. Exactly the right size. But that's not, I'm not thinking about any of those things when I'm ripping my toilet paper, when I'm opening up my can of soda. That's not my concern. I'm just trying to get to my drink. And therefore, and the fact that I'm mechatech in a midah mesuyames is almost tangential. So could be, you could argue, and this is more or less the idea that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach argues, that this is going to be okay. It's not a violation of Chatech. Now, there still might be other problems. Like we said, toilet paper, the primary concern is probably Korea, not necessarily. So even if you solve the Chatech problem, you still have that issue. With soda cans, the problem is Tikkun Mana. So even if you don't think that there's a Chatech issue, it still is probably going to be also for other reasons. But at least in terms of the Chatech issue, we could argue based off of this Minchas Chinuch that that it's going to be okay. I saw, as we said before, one of the fascinating things of this melacha is we don't actually have such a clear-cut mehalich in terms of the definition of the melacha. So I saw in the contemporary Sarim two other mehalchim how to define the melacha, one from Rav Rubin and one from Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Rubin has an article on this. He's the co-author, along with Rav Gelber, of the Orcho Shabbos. So he says like this. He quotes the Gemara that we mentioned before by Nisases and Posech Beisatzavar, and asks sort of the more or less the same types of questions we were asking. And he answers that the getter of Mechatech is when Iker Isuko b'melacha hu b'chitach l'fimido b'tipol b'ktzavos hu b'yashakli v'lo kishahadavar nase b'tzur tfeila. In other words, I think he's sort of taking this idea that we have, maybe this is what the Minchas Chinuch means, but taking it one step further. Mechatech is about shaping. He thinks that's also what Rabbi Aprachia means. It's about shaping. Again, let me just read it, right? Ikris m'lachu b'tipol ktzavos Uviyishur hakli, aval heichas ikar his askos haadam he biyitziras hakli, azai hagam sheritzono shakli yetsi miyushar umeduyak heitev mikol makom ein ze begader mechatech the legabe meleches mechatech ba'inan sheikar isuko yeh bechitoch lefi amida, the low kshadavar nasa b'tzura tfeila. The lachem uvan amay posech be'savar b'shavas chayv rak mishamag b'patrish, the low mishamachatech. B'sham ikar is askus ha'adam hi b'yitziras pesach. Be'inyan shiyia pesach miyushar miduyak, af shu davar hechrechi, mikol makom hu tafel l'ma'asa ikari. So this is going to be a big cool in all these shilohs that we mentioned, including Yeshua's question about the potato chips bag. Now, I thought a difficulty with this pshat is the case of the feather. That's why I had a difficult time with this pshat. Over there, I would think that, right, Hatolish note, the Gemara in Dalam Beis, Hatolish notes are Gedolim and Aknaf, Miknaf Aov, so you're Chayev when you're Kotein, right? Why, says Rashi, dekapit lachtof ad makom shehu ra'oi. So I would have thought, yeah, my goal is to get a, I don't know, I guess it's hard, I've never cut such a feather. Would you say, I guess you would say, yeah, that's your ikar isuko is bechitoch, lefimida. Tzedakah is the kachilak.
With case on case, my goal is to make a toothpick, not cutting off.
Okay, so that's a good harvest. So we didn't even bring up that case yet. So we mentioned before the Rambam has an interesting theory that making the toothpick is aser if it's from wood, it's a mechatech issue. Even if the Gemara sounds like it's a good clear issue, fine, mechatech issue. So I would say, I don't know, he would say, no, your ikar isuko is to cut the perfectly shaped toothpick. So as I said, it's a difficult, and it's a dakas dikachilak. It's a dakas dikachilak, but that's his argument. So, but that I think would help you in your case. It would help you in your case. Rav Nissim Kavelis is a different distinction. He says, I think that mechatech is creative, sort of similar, but for a different reason than we were saying before, the distinction between cutting out and cutting through. Kore is tearing. If it's mesakein, then you're chayev. Once you create something through your cut, and you're also makbid about the way in which it's done, then it's mechatech. He's a diuk from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Because by Korea, the Mishnah's Lashon is Korea, and by Mechatech, it doesn't say Hachotcho, it says Hamechatcho. So Moshe, it's good you're here. So what's the difference between Hachotcho and Hamechatcho?
Hachotcho is Kal, Mechatcho is P-L.
Right.
There's not always a really major difference between Kal and Peel. Sometimes there's a way like Dover Medaber. I'm not really convinced that Medaber means speak harshly, although I know they darshan that way for rough purposes. So Chosko might mean, you cut it calmly, and Mechatcho means you cut it harshly. But that could be just stylistic variation, you know.
So anyway.
She told us that it's a stronger form of the word when it's PL.
Right, that's what he's saying, a stronger form. What would that mean here?
Right.
So here he says like this. אבל עניין מחתך תנן המחתך, ולא לשון החותך, כמו בקוריאה. והיינו שלא עצם מייסה החיתוך הוא המלאכה, אלא סיאס חתיכוס, על ידי חיתוך הוא המלאכה. So
he would say to be taking the PL form of the verb as making strips, not cutting, but making strips.
Maybe, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, but you in these things
just
you cannot
say, speak it louder so Moshe can hear you. Say again.
Like Rabbi Impacto is trying to distinguish between mechatech habakar
b'tanish, right?
Which means you mean, which again is to if this is correct, that it's almost better. There's two malachos that are both created, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. I hear. All right, we're going to talk about the food, but I guess we'll leave that for now. So, yeah, okay. So, sorry for going so long. So we'll stop here. So I will give you the Mar Makomos. I think, again, when we talk about these grammar issues, a lot of things we've already discussed, but that's what we're going to work on, specifically around Kiboy. So what's most important thing to see is the Tosfos and the Rush in Maseches Beitza. As to when is it that Gram Kibui is, well, two sugyas really. The sugya in Shabbos about Gram Kibui, Bimakom, putting out a fire and the like. And then the second sugya is the Machlokas Tosin Rush in Beitza. If you have a chance also to see the sugya of, what's it called, in Sanhedrin by Bidka Demaya. And if you want, we could also talk about the Nimuke Yosef, Reshim Shulchitzo, all these things. We'll talk about timers and other things. But this shaila of defining grama, which is really the Iker Sugya in Melechas Kiboy, is what we're going to work on tomorrow. And we'll see actually a lot of interesting applications of this shaila. So Bez Hashem, that's for tomorrow. Yata Dishmaya. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you for the shiur.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.